This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got multiple...
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We just bless God for you this morning. We're just so grateful for another day. We will rejoice because God has made this day and he's allowed you to still be here this morning. So that means that if you can hear my voice, if you're moving around, you have the use and activity of your limbs, God still has a plan and purpose for your life. There's an assignment that you need to be fulfilling in the kingdom. And we just thank God that you were able to tune in this morning. And we pray that God will have a word that will touch your heart this morning. It will minister to you. We thank God for his Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us. And we're just so grateful to be alive on this morning. And thank God for his word. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him shall not perish. That means we will not be lost, but we will have everlasting life. That's a blessing all by itself. What a precious gift of salvation. Just because we believe, just because we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, ain't that awesome? And we try it our way. We try it, but we fail miserably a lot of times. And instead of turning to the Lord, we'll still try to make a way. But guess what? I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is the way. He's the only way. In any other way, you're a robber and a thief. You try to come in any other way. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he is the life. There's no other way to God the Father except by Jesus. And we need to come to that realization because time is winding up and things are going on around us that we have no control over. No control, but God is still in control. And we have to turn to him because he's going to make a way for us out of no way. But if we trust in him, if we trust in the world system, then we're going to get the world consequences. But if we trust in the Lord, then the Lord will make a way for us. And that's where we are this morning. We have to trust in the Lord. I mean, no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, what they're saying, whose report will you believe this morning? Will you believe the report of the Lord, or will you believe the report of the enemy? And his mission, his whole purpose is to deceive you and to get you into a burning hell with him. Like you've heard me say before, many times, and you're going to hear me say it many more times, that hell was not designed for man, no woman, no boy or girl. It was designed for Lucifer, Satan, and one third of the fallen angels. That's what it was designed for, but it's enlarging daily because of man's heart. And when I say man, I mean the human race. That they're evil and wicked. So because of that, and because of the choice that we make, not everybody, but for those who will follow Satan, it's enlarging daily to accommodate. So you have a choice today. Make the right choice. I mean, it's not hard to live for God. It's not hard. You just have to trust in him. We can't do it in our flesh, in our natural state is fallen. So Christ has come and redeemed us back. So when we accept him and be born of the Spirit, then we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And then we have supernatural strength that we can love the unlovable. We can pray for those that hate us and persecute us. And we can do the things that God has called us to do when it's not easy and when it's not possible in our flesh. It is in the supernatural, in the spirit realm, by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We bless you and magnify you for your word, God. We thank you for your love, your grace. We thank you for your tender mercies that are fresh and new every morning, like the dew on the grass. Lord, we thank you that you would give us new mercies every morning, because we've used up all of yesterday's, and we need some more for today. We thank you, God, that you will give us this day our daily bread. Father, because the day has enough cares of its own. We can't drag yesterday's cares into this day. Father, but we thank you for this day, and thank you that you will give us our daily. Give us what we need today, Lord. And that is a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with your Lord and say your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Draw us closer to him. Oh, Lord, let us be more sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for another day. We thank you that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on just a little while longer, Lord God. Father, we ask that you just touch right now, Father, all those that are out there listening, the ones that don't know you, Lord, drawn by your Spirit this morning, the ones that have backslidden, Lord, drawn back into the fold, the ones who know you, Lord God, and not lining up with what your words say do and what you've called them to do. Touch them this morning, Lord God. Cause them to line up so they can fulfill their kingdom destiny and the purpose and plan that you have for their life, and all those souls that are hanging in the balance because of what they need to be doing and what they're not doing, Lord God. We thank you right now for perfect spiritual alignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask a special blessing over the owners of this radio station, Lord God, all the technicians, the men and women, Father God, who make it happen, who bring forth the word, who make sure all everything's working like it's supposed to, Lord. Bless them and keep them, Father God. Continue to anoint them to finish well, Lord God, that they can hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the master's joy." Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for being in control of our lives. Lord, we humbly submit ourselves to you. We come humble and meek in heart, Lord God, this morning before your throne of grace, seeking your mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, though they be many, Lord God. Draw us closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just have your way, Lord. We take authority right now over the airwaves as your word go forth, that no devil in hell will be able to steal it, Lord God, but the seed of your word will fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people and germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy, that every attack right now against your people, Lord God, every home, Father God, every ministry, every attack, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even the ones who are not saved that are wanting to get saved, Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy off of them, trying to attack them so they won't come forth, Lord God. Let them come forth saying, "I yield, I yield, I can't hold out any longer." Father, we be ever careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And this morning we're looking at Romans 4, and we're dealing with, I'm going to read verses 13 through 16, and this is in King James Version, and it reads as thus: "For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." Amen. Hallelujah. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world. God had promised Abraham that he would be the heir of the world. He would be the heir of the world, and his seed would be blessed, and the whole world would be blessed through his seed. And so Abraham wasn't chosen to be the heir of the world because of the law. Because this was before the law. This was way before the Mosaic law. This was way before Moses. So Abraham believed God. It had nothing to do with the law. But through the righteousness of faith, because he believed God, he had faith. He left his home, his land, his kinsmen, his father's house at 75 years old. Think about that. I'm 55 and I'm starting to feel some season in my body right now. I'm starting to feel a little season. And so 75, I can imagine you getting your assignment at 75. So it had nothing to do with Abraham, but everything to do with God and being led by the Spirit of God and the strength, the supernatural strength of God, which and through his Spirit. So it had nothing to do with Abraham in the natural, you know, and I can imagine, you know, he might have had some questions, but he didn't question God. He believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham, to his seed through the law. Since all God dealings with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob happened before the giving of the Mosaic law, we can say that they were based on law. They was not based on law. They were based on God's declaration of Abraham's righteousness through faith. It was through faith, because that is how we're saved, by grace through faith. And that's why Father Abraham is our father, because to all who believe and accept Jesus by faith. Faith is the ground of God's blessing. Abraham was a blessed man indeed, but he became heir of the world on another principle entirely. Simple faith. It's just that simple. Simple faith. Had nothing to do with the law. Way before the law. For the promise through the righteousness of faith. The law cannot bring us into the blessing of God's promises. This is not because the law is bad, but because we are unable to keep the law. We are unable to keep the law, so the law condemneth. The letter condemneth. We were condemned because we couldn't keep it. But thank God for grace, because the law brings about wrath. Our inability to keep the law, our transgression, means that it becomes essentially a vehicle of God's wrath towards us, especially if we regard it as the principle by which we are justified and relate to God. So if keeping the law, it puts us in works, you know, so we couldn't keep it, because if we broke one, we broke them all. And it's not nothing that we've done so well or good that we receive his grace. But it's because of grace. It's a unmerited favor. It is a precious gift from God. Through faith, we must have faith in it. But believing God is the foundation. Where therefore is there no law, there is no transgression. Paul said, where there's no law, there's no transgression. How can Paul say this? Because transgression is the right word for overstepping a line. and this for breaking a clearly defined commandment. Where there is no line, there is no actual transgression. So if there's no boundaries, you can't break the law. There is sin that is not the crossing the line of the law of Moses. The root of sin isn't in breaking the law, but in breaking trust with God, with denying his loving, caring promise, purpose. In every command he gives, before Adam sinned, he broke trust with God. Therefore, God's plan of redemption is centered on a relationship of trusting God every single time, even with the children of Israel. They would break the law. They would break the covenant with God because they always went back to doing what they were doing instead of trusting God. And then they had to cry out to God. They had to cry. Therefore, God's plan of redemption, is centered on a relationship of trusting God, trusting in love, faith instead of the law. Keeping, when we center our relationship with God on law keeping instead of love and trusting love, we go against his whole plan. Because when we place it in us keeping the law, we put us in works. And it's not about that. It's about love. It's about faith. It's about trusting in God. Because God so loved us. While we were messed up, tore up from the floor up, jacked up, he sent his only begotten son and died for us. So whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's all about love. We have to love one another. We have to love one another just as Christ loved us. Just as God loved us and sent his only son, we have to love each other. Christ loved us. He stayed on that cross for us. So we have to love one another. We have to put our faith, we have to love God first, but we have to put our faith in God. We have to put our trust in God. We can't trust in each other. We can love on each other and strengthen and encourage each other, but men are fickle. We'll let each other down. So we can't put our trust, we have to put our trust in God. And lean and depend on him because he is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way besides Christ. There's no other way. There's no other way. And I can't say that enough. So we have to love. We have to trust in the Lord. Put our faith in the Lord because he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He will never let us down. He's always there with us. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. It is of faith that it might be according to grace. Faith is related to grace. In the same way, works is related to the law. Grace and law are principles, and faith and works are the means by which we pursue those principles for our relationship with God. To speak technically, we are not saved by faith. We are saved by grace, and grace is appropriated by faith. It is of faith. Salvation is of faith and nothing else. Nothing else. It is of faith. Salvation is of faith. Salvation, we can only be saved by grace through faith. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. But it's God's unmerited favor, his grace, that sets us up to be able to believe and to receive. Because in our own strength, we can do nothing. In our little finite minds, we can do nothing. Our best is nothing but filthy rags. But because we serve an infinite God, an all-wise God, an omnipotent God, he has all power. Huh? An omniscient God, he's all-knowing, and an omnipresent God, because he's everywhere at the same time. Everywhere at the same time. Grace cannot be gained through works. Whether there be past works, present works, or promised works. This is because, by definition, grace is given without a regard to anything in the one who receives it. It ain't got nothing to do with us. It ain't got nothing to do with us. Grace and faith will draw together in the same chariot, but grace and merit are contrary to the one that the other will pull opposite away from the other. Therefore, God has not chosen to yoke them together. So that the promise might be sure to all the seed. The promise can only be sure if it is according to grace. If law is the basis of our salvation, then our salvation depends on our performance in keeping the law. And no one can keep the law good enough to be saved by it. None of us. None is able to keep the law. Because if you broke one, you broke them all. A law promised of salvation can never be sure. If the promise were of the law, it would be unsure and uncertain because of man's weakness. Who is not able to perform it? Man is not able to perform it. But also to those who are of the faith, Abraham, who is the father of us all. But also to those who are of the faith. All of us who are of the faith, Abraham is our father. We are of our father, Abraham. Yes, if our relationship with God is according to grace, not circumcision or law keeping, then that relationship is for those who are of the faith of Abraham. Even if they are not of his lineage, we are still part of the family. Abraham is our father because we believe. Because we believe in Jesus Christ, because we believe in the finished work on the cross. A Gentile could say, I am not a Jew. I am not of the law, but I am of the faith of Abraham. So you cannot be a Jew, but you can still be of the father Abraham because you believe. Because you believe. And he would be just as saved as a Jewish believer in Jesus would be. The father of us all. The fulfillment of the promise in Genesis 17, 4 through 5 is found not only in Abraham's descendant through Isaac, but especially in his role as being the father of us all. And those are just simply, those who believe. That's the only prerequisite. You must believe. You must receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then Father Abraham is your father. Because Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. It was deposited into his account. It was reckoned to him. It was imputed to him because he believed. And those believers come from every nation under heaven. So whosoever will, it makes no difference. It makes no difference. If you believe in God, you believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, then you are a son of Abraham. You are of the seed of Abraham. You are of our father, Abraham, because Abraham is the father of faith. He believed God. Abraham, even through the years when he was believing God for the promise, the promise that the seed would come through him, that the whole world would be blessed. huh? Just think about the pressure that was on him. He was Abram and Sarai. They didn't have any kids. They didn't have any kids. Even though they tried to help God out, but guess what? God is always in charge. God knows better than us. And God don't need our help. I don't care what it look like, what it sounds like, how the folk mock you. Believe God. Trust God. Stand on his word. Stand on his word. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And if God said it, that settles it. He's going to perform it. Because he's not a man. He can't lie. He's not the son of man. He can't repent. He can't repent. But also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. Also, everybody's included. Who is the father of us all? Abraham is the father of us all. If you believe Jesus, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, and I know that we're living in some perilous times. We're living in some fierce times. We're living in some hard times. But Jesus is still in control. God is still on the throne, and Jesus is still seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, even though we don't deserve it. He's still there pleading our case because there is an accuser of the brethren. There is one who's going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. But he's seeking whom he may devour as a roaring lion, as he's not, because he has no more power like that. But when we're in Christ Jesus, when we've been born again, we have authority and power. Now, he has some power, but we are hooked up and connected and in the one who has all power in heaven and in earth. So he's making a bunch of noise, but he don't have the power over you as a believer. So you have to stand in the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, because he gonna make a lot of noise. And he gonna say a lot of things. He gonna show you some stuff, but it's only counterfeit. It's only counterfeit. So don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that's what he gonna reap. Trust God. Believe in God. Keep the faith. No matter what's going on around you, and you'll see it's gonna all work out for your good, because God is always. He's always know the best plan for us. He know the big picture. We get small bits and pieces. We get small bits and pieces. So as we're obedient, walking in faith, we'll learn more and more by and by. So keep the faith. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Just stay in his word. Stay in his prayers. And until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. And keep the faith. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Let him who has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 23. The priests shall teach my people the difference